Copy that, Anthony. Have a good day. And if we don't catch you, we'll catch up with you later. Have a great day. Yeah, Dakota, it just boggles my mind because you've seen the old Rocky movies, the originals where Rocky's working at a meat plant. Those days are gone. And, I mean, even Eastern Market downtown, there's a few lamb and veal processing plants. But the art of what I used to do, you know, I mean, really, how many young guys under the age of maybe 40, 35, really know how to process a deer properly and get the maximum results out of it? You know, because I've dealt with deer that have been, you know, struck by cars, and they bring them in. Well, get what you can out of it. Or back in the tuberculosis issues they had, I think in the late 80s or early 90s, right around the time of my divorce, there was that issue. And a lot of other things, and it's like, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you know, it's just a waste of time. And even when I retired, I was going to work for a company. I'm going to try to make my best to make a long story short here. I was turned down by a company because they, you know, it wasn't anything to do with money, but, you know, they just wanted these younger generation people in there. And then they realized about a year and a half after I retired completely, not going back to do anything because of my physical disabilities, they tried to get me to come back. And I said, don't waste my time. You didn't want to listen to me the first time when I told you, you guys, you're going to need to hire people with experience, not you. Sometimes it's better. And they wised up, and I said, oh, so you learned your lesson, eh? And I was very rude and short about it, but I didn't care.
NA DBF. Yeah, I've heard stories like that quite a bit where companies just want the cheapest, easiest route, and then it usually backfires because you get what you pay for.
What am I paying for?